Okay, so here's a question from, let's see, Brenda. Brenda says, any tips for someone brand new to using PowerPoint in Camtasia?
I got a tip.
You have a tip without even knowing what the heck she's doing? Okay, go ahead.
Here's my tip.
Okay.
First of all, I would say don't worry about it. Don't worry about too much other than to just get in and do something. And when I say something, here's kind of one of my main things for people that are brand new to Camtasia or PowerPoint. Do not try to make a full-blown production level video if you don't know the software. Right? You're just putting way too much pressure on yourself. You know, and Rich says have a plan. That always helps him. But here's the thing. If you're a beginner, planning is a whole part of a process. Okay? And my suggestion is don't have a plan, don't have nothing. Just get in and free yourself of the burden of trying to create a video, right? It's an incredibly liberating situation. If you just get in and even just open up the start project files that Camtasia gives you. If you go to the welcome, go to the help, Michelle, there, and open Getting Started Project, right? If you do that, go in, you can't hurt the thing, and you can see a lot of different things, and it'll actually walk you through some stuff that you can do. But the point being that you got to learn your way around before you try to actually do something is really just a good way to go. So that's kind of one of my tips for people that are just getting started. It's just get started, you know, and you'll pick up the stuff as you go along and things like that. But a lot of people, they just try to get in there like the moment they crack the box and try to make themselves a video that's gonna, you know, skyrocket their business. Well, I like your thinking, I like your passion, but it's probably not gonna happen. So just start off with something just really simple, play around for a half hour or an hour, and you'd be amazed at how much you can actually kind of pick up and then kind of start to move forward in the process.
That's a very good tip. That is, I mean, that's many tips all kind of boiled into one. You know, and to sort of piggyback on that, I had a training session with a lady yesterday, and her end project is going to be a 2-hour course, okay, on dental, hygienic, HIPAA and OSHA regulations. Very
Oh
fun,
dear.
right? Yes, and she's been standing and delivering this stuff live for 15 years, but now she's burnt out and she's ready to just to do the course. Well, that's a huge project right there. But what we did yesterday is we literally did a 1-minute video. We chose a PowerPoint template and some images, and she voiced it over in PowerPoint, and we brought it into Camtasia, and then we added some a couple zooms and some enhancements like callouts and a hotspot and a quiz. Okay, so she basically what she ended up with is a tiny little template or a microcosm sort of her entire course, because basically her whole course is going to be duplicating that 1-minute video but longer.
Nice.
Right? So
I love that.
she could just see everything she needed there and just keep pulling that same project in over and over, swapping out the images, swapping out the voice narration, changing a few things, saving it again, and that would be, you know, tutorial number two.
That's a good rule. We should make a rule. Your first video should be 60 seconds or less. And if it's
Okay.
longer than that, you have to start over.
You don't don't get to cut off any. You have to start from the very beginning again.
You have to start from the very beginning.
Okay.
60 seconds and out.
All right. So hopefully that answers.
Brenda says, sounds like you know me, Lon.
Oh. I wonder what she said it to, which particular comment, the one where you said people kind of jump in and just
create
some huge thing. All right, and Brenda, certainly if you have our PowerPoint or Camtasia course, it wouldn't hurt to watch them. That's what a new person could do too. If you happen to buy the package that had both of those in them, great place to start.